The firing of an FBI director, a bombshell, as our Todd Zwillick told us, unusual, a Republican former DOJ official told us, an obvious move made under threat, said our Democrat official earlier this hour. But legally, is it a twisting of the law, the Constitution? President Nixon dismissed his special prosecutor investigating Watergate, or got someone in his administration to do it when no one else would, after a slew of officials resigned. That was then, but this is now. Any real similarities? What about the differences? Does the president's pre-existing identity as a boss on TV give him some mysterious but tangible authority new to the presidency? Jeffrey Rosen is the president of the National Constitution Center and professor of law at George Washington University. Jeff, welcome back to The Takeaway.
Great to be back.
There are two questions here. Can Donald Trump fire an FBI director who's investigating him? And then there's the question of, can the president of the United States fire a senior official of the Justice Department, in this case, the FBI director? Are they different in this case?
No, not for constitutional purposes. And the simple answer to both questions is yes. The president has complete authority over the executive branch. The Justice Department is part of it. The FBI is part of the Justice Department. So the Supreme Court has held that he does have the power to fire Justice Department officials.
So the notion that the FBI is independent in some way is actually just a holdover from the J. Edgar Hoover days, who managed to enforce that purely with his personality and has no statutory basis.
Yes, the creation of the FBI with a 10-year term that surpassed any individual presidential term was designed to create a degree of independence, but not make the office completely independent of the president's ability to fire. Still, there's a norm that presidents don't fire FBI directors. Bill Clinton was the last president who did it, and that's what makes this firing so extraordinary.
But is it also what makes this firing not extraordinary in the sense that Bill Clinton established a possible tradition or ritual of rooting out political threats within the Justice Department by getting rid of the FBI director when he fired William Sessions in 1993?
That's true, but there is a specter haunting behind any firing, and that is Watergate. And that was an attempt by Nixon to obstruct an active investigation into his own criminal activities. The Saturday Night Massacre led to the firing of lots of people and eventually the firing of the special counsel. And Congress responded to that drama by passing the Independent Counsel Act, which led to the Clinton impeachment. The Congress then allowed that law to expire. So we're back to the pre-Watergate situation where the only options for independent investigations are special counsel, still within the Justice Department and potentially fireable by the president, or a special congressional inquiry. And if you want an independent inquiry, that really seems to be the best option.
But let's not forget, I mean, in the Nixon case, even that was constitutional, right? I mean, Nixon had the absolute authority to fire all those guys.
All of these actions are constitutional, but there's a really interesting and important question. What is a constitutional crisis? And one definition is, when the branches disagree about a fundamental constitutional question and can't resolve it peacefully. So the Civil War was a constitutional crisis. The South says, we have the power to secede. Lincoln says, no, you don't, and they fight a civil war. Or the American Revolution, the general warrants spark revolution. But the question of whether Watergate was a constitutional crisis is an interesting one, because after all, the system eventually worked. Congress investigated, and the president resigned under threat of impeachment. So I think you could say that if Congress ordered the president, Trump, for example, to turn over documents and he refused and the Supreme Court said he had to and he refused, that would be a constitutional crisis. But short of active obstruction of lawful orders, there's a lot of conflict here, but not necessarily a constitutional crisis.
Does Comey have a story to tell? And is there some piece of information here that could turn this into something fundamentally more serious and come close to a constitutional Nixon-like crisis?
Well, Comey knows what's going on in the active Russia investigation. He's constrained about what he's permitted to share about that, and he takes those constraints very seriously. But if he's subpoenaed by Congress, where he's required to answer truthfully all questions under oath, and reveals, just hypothetically, I'm just making this up, that he was about to issue an indictment and Trump found out about it and fired him, then that might indeed convince Congress that were grounds for impeachment. Again, no evidence of this, but yes, Comey knows a lot about the investigation, and at some point Congress may require him to tell us about it.
Is there any evidence that this Republican Congress would be inclined to do that? And that's a political judgment, not a constitutional or legal judgment.
It is a political judgment, but the fact that leading Republicans like John McCain said, "I have long called for a special congressional committee to investigate Russia's interference in the 2016 election," and this decision only confirms the urgency of such a committee, suggests that if there's literally a smoking gun, like Comey had the tapes, was about to indict and was fired, I would think that congressional Republicans as well as Democrats would be deeply concerned.
Jeff Rosen, we might have a certain amount of sympathy for the American people here who've gone through this election that was very divisive and filled with rhetoric that was very difficult to decipher. It was offensive to many, and the president took office at a moment of insecurity, even though he had a broad constituency that was overjoyed with his entrance into the White House. Yet, Donald Trump has this identity that's different from anyone else who's held the presidency. And his act of firing has a kind of authority that is different from anyone else who's been in the White House. Is there a bleed over into the authority of Donald Trump, the president, that relates to Donald Trump, you know, Master of the Apprentice reality show?
It's a really fascinating comparison, and there is a sense in which this is the constitutional version of The Apprentice, where Trump believes that he can fire anyone who displeases him. But that's not the way the Constitution works. There are serious norms in America, built over two centuries, against executive interference with the independence of investigations. That was precisely what Comey staked his directorship on. There are serious norms within the Justice Department, and it's really important for the American people not to reduce this to personalities, Trump versus Comey, but to demand the facts so that Congress can make an independent judgment about whether or not there were serious violations of the law. There have been so many norms that have been broken recently, but this notion that the president can do whatever he likes, although he absolutely has the constitutional authority to fire Comey, doesn't mean that the norms of the American constitutional system won't ultimately reassert themselves.
Jeffrey Rosen is president of the National Constitution Center and professor of law at George Washington University. As always, thanks so much, Jeff.
Pleasure. Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.